Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, filling in today for Sam Shad. And we are going to be talking to former gubernatorial candidate and businessman Guy Nora. Politics, business, and the economy. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The next time there's a crisis at school or in your neighborhood, who do you trust to protect your family? Who do you want answering the phone? A corrupt politician looking for headlines? Or a tested leader?
This is Joe.
You knew the answer. Joe Lombardo has served with honor and integrity. And unlike our current governor, he'll put service before self, just like he always has.
It's the $85,000 football frenzy at Tamarack Casino, with up to $15,000 in weekly cash and free play giveaways, and $25,000 in grand prize giveaways Thursday, September 29th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $85,000 football frenzy.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with businessman and former Republican candidate for governor, Guy Nora. Guy, welcome to the show again. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, you know, let's talk about the race. Let's talk about what your impressions are. And I will say, you know, different than, you know, some of the other candidates in the race, you have come out and been a huge supporter for Sheriff Joe Lombardo for his gubernatorial race. So, you know, let's talk about some of those dynamics. How do you get to know some of your rivals on that campaign trail?
If people follow politics, which I hadn't until recently, there's these things called Lincoln Day dinners, and every county has them, and every candidate goes. So you meet them at least 15 times in one campaign, in like in a eight week time period, and you get to know them, and you get to spend a lot of time with them, and in my case, I always saw this as a sports event, which is, when I'm on the field, I play really hard, but when we get off the field, I shake your hand and we have a conversation. So from that perspective, I think with every one of the candidates, I had that kind of rapport, especially with the Sheriff Joe, for several reasons we can talk about. But in general, I think we ended up in a very, very strong rapport, and I'm a very strong supporter of his right now.
So, you know, let's talk about that. What are some of those reasons that you are putting your full support behind him?
First of all, he and I, throughout the campaign, there was mutual respect. There was never, I don't play the game by the old rules, so I never said anything bad because he was the leading candidate. I thought he was a competitor and had to go out and just, you know, when we had issues that we needed to discuss, we discussed them. Otherwise, it was absolute respect. And, you know, I know how tough this is. So we had a lot of things in common, which is, you know, we had to work our butts off on both sides to be where we are. So that was just mutual respect from my perspective. And I think he felt the same way. That was the first thing. The second thing, which I think is new for me again, because I am, this is not my game, this whole political thing. Right? I play a really, really hard game against somebody, whatever sport it was when I played in high school or college. And when it's over, I just go back to my dorm and I study, you know? Well, when it's over here, it doesn't make the stakes any less. If anything, the stakes are that much higher. So to take your ball and go home is not an option. So from my perspective, we had a winner. I had said very early on in the process that I was going to support our winner. And the stakes are too high for the state. No questions asked. That's it. We, my campaign, myself, are 100% behind and involved and working with and at their service of the Lombardo campaign. And they know that, and we spend time talking to them about it all the time.
You know, Guy, about a year ago, you and I were having lunch, and a Republican consultant, I'm not going to mention his name, you know, came up to you and, you know, was giving you some free advice. And I think that was advice is, hey, give me half the money you're going to spend on this campaign. I'll kick you in the nuts and you'll thank me later. What are your thoughts on that? Is this something that coming out of this, you know, now the campaign's been over for about 3 months, you know, is it something you're happy you did? Is it something that you regret?
You know, it's a great question. And I've thought about this a lot. It's one of the few things I've done in my life and one of the few amounts of money I've done in my life that I don't regret with no, you know, I'm a venture guy. I want a return on my investment. There might or might not be a return on my investment here. I don't care. This was the best money I believe I've spent as a human being for me and for the people of my state. And you know, if I ever get, I told myself if I get as jaded as this gentleman about his business as I would have been on mine, which I did in the venture business, I got out. When you get this jaded, get the hell out, because this is too important to too many people. It's not just us. It's the people in Winnemucca that I met. It's the person in Tonopah. It's the bellman at the Wind that I worked with all the time, who actually saw me on TV and wanted to know what my issues were. It's not about me. So I would say the least, you know, some people would say this is the best money I ever spent. No, it's the least regretful money I ever spent. Don't regret one thing.
So, I mean, that's kind of a nice thing to hear, because I think a lot of people that come out of a race and, you know, if it doesn't go their way, it's like, okay, hey, I'm done. I want to be out of it. I don't want to do this anymore. What is the difference between business and politics? I mean, I always say that politics is an absolutely awful business, especially compared to what my truckers do.
especially compared to what your truckers do, because your truckers get things done. And politics, the biggest difference, at least I only have my side, which was I didn't make it even to the finish line, right? So I only can see the process that gets you to the finish line. And not just any business, but my business. In my business, I'll have 100 people walk into my office with the same idea. And I'll choose the one that I think is going to get me from A to B to C, the way your truckers are going to go from A to B to C. I don't think much more than that. Who's going to get me there? I think in politics, that wasn't the case, at least in my opinion. When the voters had a choice, who was going to be the best executive for the state? Of course, I'm biased. I thought it was going to be me, and they didn't. And that's very different. This would be like in my business. I have 100 people coming in with 100 approaches to cure cancer, and I choose number 18 out of 100 for whatever reason, because they went to the right college, or because their thesis fit with the thesis that I believe should be the amyloid theory for Alzheimer's. No, you back the best freaking guy to cure cancer. And that's how I did it, and that's not how the voters do it. And that's probably was my biggest, disappointment, frustration, whatever you want to call it.
But now, hey, you picked that guy, they picked that guy, and now, hey, and we're going to put all our efforts.
He's going to be the one that's gonna cure cancer. Absolutely. And I'm going to do everything I can to help him.
All right, we are talking to businessman Guy Nora, and we are going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
It's the the $250,000 Progressive windfall of cash at Carson Valley Inn. Weekly Progressives could accumulate up to $35,000 in cash and $20,000 in guaranteed grand prize giveaways. It's the $250,000 Progressive windfall of cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
Some of our leaders stood up to the big drug companies, passing the new law that allows Medicare to negotiate lower prescription prices for our families. But Adam Laxalt opposed this plan. Turns out Laxalt has a personal financial stake in drug companies. When they make money, he makes money. No wonder Laxalt joined Big Pharma opposing the plan that lowers our medicine costs. That's Adam Laxalt, selling us out so he can cash in. S&P is responsible for the content of this ad.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on 2 floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are today talking to businessman Guy Nora, who was a Republican candidate for governor, who has now put his support behind Sheriff Joe Lombardo. You know, we talk about the elections, inflation, the economy, gas prices, you know, a lot of those things are first and foremost in the minds of a lot of people today, you know, especially when you're going to a Walmart, you know, it used to be $75, is now $100. Looking at the state of the economy, you know, from that businessman angle, where do you see things going today?
I spent a lot of time thinking about this, and you know, obviously, I was trained in economics. It doesn't take a PhD, you know, to figure out that we're not in a good place economically speaking. And what's disappointing is that any economist worth their salt would have told you that the policies followed by our government are going to get us there. It was no question. Yet, they pass stimulus after stimulus, and the Inflation Reduction Act, which is that alone. I don't know how they get away with this slander. It's like you shouldn't call something what it's not. If it walks like a duck and it looks like a duck, it's a duck. This is not going to reduce, you know, spending more money is not going to reduce inflation in this environment, period. So I think the folks, the people that matter to me, are in trouble. Whether they're fixed income people that just have this much money coming in a month, these are the older folks, or people that are actually on government support, they're in big trouble. Right now, you've just taxed them by 20 to 25%. You want to talk about taxes? What is inflation? Inflation is a tax on people who can't afford it. They're in big trouble. The folks that work hard, the two families, again, I keep referring to the bellman and his spouse down in at the Wynn or any of the hotels that I stayed at, or the cop and the nurse. Okay, well, guess what? When they go to the store now, what they used to buy a year and a half ago for $85 is now $125. That's $40 right there. I'm not even talking about the price of gas. So how economically can anyone say we're okay is just beyond the comprehension of the rational human being, period. It's an ideologically driven approach, and that's how these people are running this country. And I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. We're increasing interest rates today again. You know, real estate is tanked. I saw some data the other day, real estate up here. You know, homes sold in June, you know, it was kind of slowly going up. June to July, bam.
Like, well, I mean, that makes sense, right? When you have when a mortgage is going to cost you a lot more money, right?
Absolutely.
Because of the, so I mean, that all seems to make sense.
And your stock market value has gone down. So the two places where you have wealth have stopped, no matter whether you're rich, poor, or whatever. And I think that's basically, it's an exercise in economic malpractice.
You know, when I look at what I think started to cause a lot of these economic issues, you know, I'm always looking at energy policy. You know, for my truckers, we kind of begin with energy. I mean, it's what's keeping the lights on here, keeping, you know, the TV on, moving behind you. Do you think the energy policy is kind of what started us down this road, or where do you think we really, where did we start to lose our footing?
I think within the first week of the Biden presidency, there were maybe 15 or 20 executive orders specifically in energy, the pipeline, right, drilling. I mean, again, you go from energy independent and where you can control the costs and you're actually exporting. And the next exporter in the world with the United States is probably, you know, God knows that's the help we need for our GDP, which is, you know, to have the exports going on, all the way back to they cut it all back, and we're struggling with energy right now. Our gas prices doubled since I can remember, you know, 18 months ago, 2 years ago. So it's unfortunately, it's an energy policy on their price that's driven, on their side, that's driven by ideology. Carbon's bad. That's it. That's all they want to think about. That's all they want to do. It's disappointing to me that there are that many people in that many positions of power within the Democratic Party that believe that, and that ideology is what's driving anything. And you know, what's inflation usually? Energy, food. You know, it's the energy is
transportation.
Right in there.
Sure,
it's right in there. Energy's right in there. And then you add all of the other inept things, you know, supply chain and baby formula. I mean, it just doesn't stop. If you're a businessman watching this, this is going to be the most frustrating. Not it is. It is the most frustrating thing in the world to watch the train wreck that is this administration.
Now, I think a lot of folks are feeling that. We are speaking about the economy and politics here in the Silver State with businessman Guy Nora, and we are going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
It's the $85,000 football frenzy at Tamarack Casino with up to $15,000 in weekly cash and free play giveaways and $25,000 in grand prize giveaways Thursday, September 29th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $85,000 football frenzy.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, We fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at NevadaHeating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with businessman and former candidate for governor, Republican candidate for governor, Guy Nora. Guy, when you ran, you ran on a very interesting story. You know, your biography, where you were a refugee from Lebanon, came to the United States of America, grew up in California, and you know, California has been for eras one of those places that has attracted people to go and achieve that American dream. And I think that's something that you can say you did there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, until they took that away from a lot of people.
Well, so let's talk about that. I mean, you know, you've been extremely successful, went to high school in Alameda?
Yep, Alameda High, Hornets.
Alameda High, the Hornets, yes. And ended up going to Stanford, mm-hmm. you know, one of the Ivy Leagues of the West. And ended up building a business there. What's the difference between the time you were in California and you were able to grow a business there versus today?
You know, it's an interesting, you choke on your success is one of the things I think about when I think about that state. When I was there, especially in my business, which was life sciences, there was this confluence of 20, 25 years worth of government investment in the life sciences. And then in our case, you had Stanford and Berkeley right next to each other, getting a huge amount of support for these kind of science, the life sciences space, along with the UCSF hospital. So it was built in that if you just followed followed the science and tried to get things that work, you were going to have a lot of success. And back then, the state wasn't so active on every single issue that you try to, that it takes to develop a business. So it was relatively entrepreneurial friendly. You know, and this was right after, of course, the tech revolution, chips and Fairchild and all this, you know. So great momentum behind what then became the venture capital segment, which was investing in tech and life sciences. So that was a very, very, this was 30, 35, 40 years ago.
So what got you to leave?
I think what got me to leave is that the American dream just was not, what made me proud to be an American and to be a successful businessman in a state all went away. It all became about redistribution, big on redistribution for them. Everything had to be, take here. And then, of course, a lot of social policies that just stopped making sense for me. I'm a Christian, and I'm not going to impose my views on anybody else, but I'd like my views to be respected or at least not scoffed at. Which is basically where that area, where California was coming. That's what was becoming.
So why did you decide to come to Nevada, and why Reno?
It's interesting. I got asked this a lot on the campaign, right? Because you have the skeptical people in Elko who go, what are you doing in Nevada? Why Reno? So I grew up in the Bay Area, in the East Bay, and I skied right up here. And I used to come down and party in Reno. And I always thought it was just had a very special feel to it. So my whole life, I was like, I'm going to end up here someday at some point when I do my mountain place. So that was one of the reasons. But more importantly, as I watched, elections after elections after elections, there's still a spirit of freedom in the state that we have. there are still people that want to get things done. There's still, you know, and people kind of sometimes look at me like I'm crazy, but, you know, whether it's somebody who's hustling in Vegas to make their lives better and their kids' lives better, to somebody who's working their butts off as a farmer up here, there is still that sense of freedom that you want to get things done. It's the American way. And to me, we're the, you know, the frontier used to be California. I think we're the frontier. And I think right now, and it's also a place where I was going to fight for our values. We still have to fight for our values here. This is not a slam dunk red state where, you know, everything's going to work out the way, you know, I'd like it to. No, I got to stand, and I have to fight. So to me, it was perfect. It was perfect from a, finally I get to matter what I think matters as far as the fight, but also the freedom and the look towards the future, because there is that spirit that still exists here.
Okay, we have, let's say, you know, a few months, we have a new governor, Sheriff Lombardo.
Yes.
You know, let's talk about where you think he can help take our economy and, you know, what he can do about creating that same kind of entrepreneurial infrastructure that allowed somebody like you in California to build and grow a pretty successful business and an industry.
So it starts with at the top. You know, you have to have a healthy respect for business, and you have to believe that at the end of the day, net, people like me add a lot of value, add a lot of jobs, and they create a good environment for everyone. And I know that Joe has that because we've talked about it. So it starts there. I think beyond that, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And it needs to be done by people who will be able to always not game the system, but make the system the best it can be, not just for this generation, but the next generation of business people. That's crucial. And I think that's how I look at things. I look at things like, right now we've got to play a little bit of defense and fix some things that they've done in the state over the last 4 years, and even some stupidity that happened in the past, even when we were in charge. But that's okay, we can fix it. We'll fix it. I don't mind falling on the sword, because, you know, I have nothing to lose. This is about doing, when you do the right thing for the right reasons, you can wake up in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror and feel okay. And that's what this is gonna be about, working with Joe and making sure that we roll back some of the things, but we also establish things going forward for business people, mostly small and medium businesses. The big businesses in the States have it figured out, and unfortunately—
Yeah, they typically don't need the help.
No, and they do it, you know, and unfortunately, it's very inefficient. So like if I got, you know, I'm the person who's gonna sit down with these CEOs and say, you guys realize that this is inefficient, but you're just getting by. So I'm here to tell you that We're gonna discuss that.
All right, Guy, really enjoyed the conversation. Always sure. Good to see you, my friend.
Same.
And we are gonna be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
Remember, you can watch all of our shows at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thanks for watching and listening.